This is part 2 of 7 of my interview with George Morrow of the Humble Road YouTube channel and Custom Van Shop in New Jersey. You'll find links to the Humble Road channel and much more in the show notes, aka description, for this episode in your podcast app. Okay, let's get right into part 2 of my interview with George. Please enjoy. Would you say that flexibility in terms of experimentation and design and the building process is a requirement of a van client?
For me, it is. For the type of van that I want to provide. Because if you go buy a store-bought van off the shelf, so to speak, you're going to be making compromises because that they don't build vans to fit an individual. You know, No. They try to fit a broad base of people. And that's not what I'm about. There are plenty of builders doing that. I want to focus in, and my goal is that for the rest of their van life, every time they push a button or reach for something and it's there, they put a smile on their face. You know, it's just like, this is my van. This thing was built and tailored to me and to their psyche, you know, the way they live their life.
Yeah, it was fun watching you with Carry-On Vagabond. What are their names again? I'm sorry.
That's Irene and Dave.
Yeah, Irene and Dave. That was a really fun series watching them and switching back and forth between your channel and theirs. I was going to mention, I was watching, you know, there was a young guy on YouTube, and I apologize, I've forgotten his name, but he showed his van, how he built his van, and he, you know, goes through the process. And at some point, he's got some issue, a pinch point, you know, with cabinets and doors and stuff. And he says, yeah, but you can't know until it's all installed and built. And all I did was just in a comment, I just pasted in a link to one of your cardboard mock-up videos. No words, just a link.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that the cardboard mock-up thing is absolutely brilliant. I've used it myself, and it's so worth the time. And the thing is, it's so easy to look at that and go, I don't have time for that. I can't spend an extra day or two or a week, you know, building out fake cabinets that are just going to be, it can save you much more than a week, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And then there's just, like you said, there's just the sheer joy of having it be absolutely perfect and flawless. And of course, you know, as you know, I'm sure, no matter how much you plan and experiment and mock, there's always going to be something later that you go, would be nice if this was.
Absolutely.
This but
absolutely.
You're fortunate in that you get to go onto another van and do that for the next person. So.
Yeah. Oh, I do bring a lot of the refinements from van to van.
Sure.
And there's certain things that I've locked onto that will become regular kinds of installs, like my plumbing manifold. I'll always want to put a manifold in my plumbing system where I can isolate each of the zones. That's just common sense.
Yeah.
Where I put it and how it's configured is what changes from van to van. Same thing with the power. I've got a client in now that wants to use what I consider to be an inferior lithium battery. So I need to explain that it's a very important part of the build. It can also be a very dangerous part of the build if you don't do this correctly. You know, these batteries are running through 400 amp fuses. You can have some really nasty stuff go on if you don't have quality products, quality circuitry. So I like to stick with one particular brand of battery. And I don't use very many insists with a client because it's their van. I basically listen. I'm a good listener, and I hear what they want, and I can direct them and guide them. But there are a few insists, and they are all based on safety.
Right.
Yeah, I cannot get that phone call that something horrific has happened.
Right.
It's serious business. I have seen some builders on YouTube the way they're wiring up these vans, and these are not these are builders. They're building vans for other people. The wiring is scary. I pray that nothing goes wrong.
Yeah. Would you mention the brand of battery you prefer?
I use Lithionics.
Okay.
It's a Florida-based company. It's privately held. It's all made in the USA. And I don't get any kind of a stipend or anything from them. And I get those kinds of offers all the time. They want me to test products. They want to give them to me for free. I won't do that. Right. I'll only use a product if I like it, and I would use it in my own van, because basically every van I build is my van. And the owners, the customers know that. I always tell them, this is just as much my van as it is yours. Mm-hmm. And I'm in constant communication with my clients while they're out on the road. And I will periodically text them and say, have you checked the filter in the air conditioner lately? You know, so just basic maintenance things. It's kind of and that way you avoid a bigger problem.
Right. Absolutely. Specifically... Oh, there was something else. Another direction I was going to go with electrical, and I've forggotten. I'll think of it. But
okay. Well, the electrical. Maybe I shouldn't talk about. I've got a pretty neat idea as to what I want to do in the electrical area. Yeah. With batteries, I think I'm going to hold off on that until I present it, so that sure. Somebody else doesn't beat me to the punch.
Right.
Yeah.
When you are ready to talk about your awesome electrical innovation, just let me know.
you'll get the scoop.
Nice. So let's talk about heating, and let's start by talking about propane. And I'll just real quick mention my feelings about propane is that it scares the hell out of me. And, I know that there are millions of people out there using propane and millions of RVs, and they're all just fine. But of course we hear, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and the sensationalist story gets spread around. And those are the ones we hear. And every time I see it, I just think, oh my God, it's just such a horror show. So that's my perspective on propane. I know there's moisture and all that stuff too, but I'd like to hear your take on it, because you have mentioned it in your videos.
Yeah, it's basically the same. Let's start with the basic day-to-day reality of using propane.
Yep.
It's another fuel source that you've got to keep track of. And if you run out of propane, you're pretty much disabled in terms of cooking and heat and hot water.
Yep.
If that's the way your rig is configured. That's the most simple, basic issue I have with it. It's just another fuel source that I don't want to bother with. Then you go on to the quality of the heating is a very wet heat. So that's another issue. Again, we're not addressing any safety issues yet.
Yeah.
But then now we get into the safety issues. You've got carbon monoxide issues to concern yourself with. You've got fire and explosion issues. And like you said, there are tens of thousands of rigs out there using propane. And there may only be a few dozen that have catastrophic issues, but that's too many for me. Right. You know, I don't want that kind of... those odds are no good.
Right.
I think the lithium battery is the first energy source that allows us to move away from propane and its intended uses.
Sure. And technology improvement.
Yeah. And I'm headed that way. I use Espar and Webasto fuel fired heaters in my van builds right now. Actually, right now, primarily Webasto, because I think they're a little more end user friendly and a little more intuitive in install than the S-Bar. They're
That's
both
ex- know. I'm helping
both excellent products.
His, yeah, yeah. I'm helping a friend with his. He's doing an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, literally, don't get me started. But he wants to. He wants to use a Webasto, so that's going to be an interesting.
Yeah, it's a good product, and you can get diesel fired or gasoline fired furnaces. Gasoline fired furnace in the van still freaks me out. But
why versus diesel?
Because it's got gasoline has a much lower flash point. You can explode with gasoline and the fumes. That doesn't happen with diesel. Diesel's a little safer. I've even looked into diesel cookers. They're widely used in Europe. And, you know, everybody here, when they think diesel cooker, they just go, ugh, I don't want that smell and that soot. Well, do you really think there's smell and soot in a cook? You know, they've got that all worked out.
Sure.
But the next step for me would be to get away from those types of cabin heaters. I want the van to be fully electric, right off the lithium. And that's going to tie back to my big top secret electrical project.
Gotcha.
That I'm working on. I want to do away with those petroleum-fired furnaces as well. So no propane first, no petroleum second. And we'll be running clean with electrical power.
Wow. I think that's... Hey, that wraps up today's show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're giving away a useful van life resource over at vansage.com. The Campervan Essentials Checklist for packing and outfitting your van. It's the easy-to-use download for making sure you've got all your van life essentials on board before you hit the road, and it's free at vansage.com. And there's more. You're going to get the Vansage newsletter, packed with exclusive van building, living, and traveling resources. And we've got more useful downloads coming soon. You can find all that via the link in the description for this or any Campervan podcast episode, or just head over to vansage.com and click the appropriate button. Okay, thanks again for listening. Until the next episode, best of luck in all your endeavors and enjoy your van life adventure.
I double dare you to sit over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear. Take off your hi-hat and let's get friendly. Don't be a scared cat. Say, what do you care? Can't you take her there? I double dare you.